Bayo mit The Names auf Flux FM. Chris Bayo, den Checker als Bassisten von Vampire Weekend kennen, er wird am heutigen Abend die Berghain-Kantine bespielen, um dort sein in zwei Wochen erscheinendes Album The Names vorzustellen. Also das Album, das zum eben vorgespielten Song gehört. Jetzt ist Chris bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Arbeit am Album, das jetzt Ende September erscheinen wird. Wir sprechen über die Liebe zu verschiedenen Genres, die man auf der Platte durchhört. Wir reden außerdem über das Bassspielen, vielleicht als gute Schule für Songwriter. Wir reden über die ungewöhnlichen Phrasierungen in seinen Gesangsmelodien und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Chris Bayo.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I am great. Cool. Got in last night and tonight's the first real show of my first album, so I'm feeling really good.
Oh, I'm so excited, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where I am right now. I listened to that on loop for a couple hours this morning.
Just to get up.
Yeah,
just
to get ready. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you've come here directly from London, right?
Correct.
Cool, yeah. Cool. Well, the album is going to be released later this month, so mm-hmm. How are you feeling about that?
Good. It's kind of like I had this secret with myself, which was this album. I finished it almost a year ago.
Oh.
And now this is the fun part, getting to travel with it, getting to have something that was in my head for a long time actually be real and in a room with other people. It's a nice thing. It's wonderful.
I can imagine that. Although it must be hard to leave a thing like a finished album in the closet for a year, right?
It's, mm-hmm.
And then you listen back to it and you can't change anything anymore.
Yeah, but you know, it also, I really think I wouldn't change a single thing about it.
Cool.
And I've had the time to be like, oh man, yeah, that's terrible. I could do that better. I could change this, change that. And I really think every second of the record, I would keep the same.
Ah, cool. But that's another advantage of being the producer of your own record, right? Because you know which knob to turn to make it sound differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So you've produced two EPs in your own album with Audiologic. How's that going to change your perspective on future Vampire Weekend recording, maybe? Are you going to get involved into the studio process more? Or?
You know, I am very lucky. I play in a band with an incredible producer, Rostam, and I've found that learning how to use samples and do electronic music has definitely helped in terms of playing live. Like, I play bass, but I'm also, like, controlling a computer and triggering samples live, and that side of things is kind of one example of where it's definitely help the band. I have no idea what the future will hold.
Yeah, who knows, right?
Yeah, right?
What I love about the album or the songs that I've already heard is the fact that different genres kind of coexist on that record. When did you realize that you could combine electronic dance tracks with more singer-songwriter stuff on your new LP as a solo artist?
I think that the big challenge, because I had made EPs, I put out my first EP on a label that was kind of based in Berlin at the time called Greco-Roman.
Yeah.
I played at Farbverns there, actually, right when it came out, which was very exciting for me. But the real challenge was if I could sing on a track and not disgust myself, not be like disgusted by my voice. And that was a journey. But really, once I wrote Sister of Pearl, I kind of knew that I could sing. I kind of knew I was good enough to make something that I was happy with and felt was good enough to put out into the world. So for me, it was more just like exploring stuff that I like. I love techno, I love instrumental music, and I love pop songs. And what I wanted to do, the, like, I guess, mission of this record was to combine them both in a way that really worked on a single record.
And I think to try that, I think you have to have balls, you know?
A little bit.
And I really think maybe to go for that special sound, a special mixture of the album, maybe it was easier for you as a solo artist than for a band like Vampire Weekend, because they already have their fans who go like, that's what I'm expecting from the next record. Maybe you can go into another direction kind of slightly, but you wouldn't want to put out a techno album with Vampire Weekend.
I think that it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, I found, working on the second Vampire Weekend record, because that was the first time in my life that I was working on something that people outside of, you know, myself cared about. When I was working on this record, it was going back to no one caring. Yeah. No one cared if I made my own record. No one knew or was anticipating it. And that was kind of freeing, I guess, like you say. It is. There are no expectations, which, you know, sometimes expectations can be nice, but I enjoyed working with no expectations. Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoyed the result of you working with no expectations there. You once did a radio show on an American college radio station. Mm-hmm. Is that where you developed your kind of like eclectic taste in music, or when did that happen?
100%. Yeah? It was a radio station called WBAR. It's still on the internet, WBAR.org. I recommend everyone listen to it. Obviously, you know,
listen to Flukes
first. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, later on, just give it a shot. Anyways, it had this really, really well-curated library. Mm-hmm. And for me, being 18, moving to New York City for the first time as like a, you know, quasi-adult, it was the most exciting thing to just pull records off the shelf and put them in my computer. That was my second education when I was in college.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, because nowadays some of the younger musicians, they have an eclectic taste because they grew up with the internet and they could basically just check out every genre that exists
on definitely. The planet.
But you're more like an old school guy who was influenced by the radio station he's working.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I am one of the last people who remembers no internet. Like, mm-hmm. people my age, I'm 30, so I would have been like 9 when internet started, when I had internet in my house. And I think that having that memory of pre-internet is definitely something that, you know, I just wonder what my brain would be like if I were 5 years younger and I never, ever had no internet in my life. Yeah. I think there's a difference there.
Yeah, totally. Because so many of the older musicians, they were influenced by a record company they were working mm-hmm. at, or a radio station, or by their elder brothers.
Absolutely.
Maybe even. So they have I think the connection to the music is slightly different than if you found it on your own.
Yeah, it's interesting to think.
Yeah. Let's not talk about different generations
of
people.
All right.
Let's just listen to some music.
All right, that sounds nice.
Sister of Pearl heißt der Song, den wir schon des Öfteren erwähnt haben. Eine großartige Komposition von Chris Baio, die wir uns jetzt anhören, und im Anschluss verlosen wir Tickets für seine Show heute Abend. Baio mit Sister of Pearl. Baio mit Sister of Pearl. Heute Abend spielt er in der Kantine am Berghain, und am 18.09., das ist ja jetzt auch gar nicht mehr so lange hin, erscheint dann das erste Soloalbum von Chris Baio unter dem Titel The Names. Chris ist ja vor einiger Zeit nach London gezogen, schon ein paar Jahre wohnt er jetzt in England und nicht mehr in New York, und da will ich jetzt nochmal wissen, ob das auch einen Einfluss hatte auf die aktuelle Platte. You've moved to London not too long ago. Did changing your surrounding, did that influence the record as well? Because I can sense a London feeling on that album, I guess.
I think it's a big part of the record.
Yeah.
And for me, I was born in New York City, grew up in the suburbs, went to school. I lived there for 15 of the first 28 years of mm-hmm. my life. And for me, it was very exciting to not just move to another city, but to move to another country. Now, it's not like New York and London are not wildly different places. Yeah. There's similar population. There's stuff going on every night. It's not, there's way more extreme moves you could do from New York City. But it was nice because I felt like I both had a new life and a new perspective to look back on living in New York, and just found myself in social situations. I think, you know, I'm much more aware of my Americanness when I'm not in America. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case for anyone when they leave their country. They're probably more aware of how much they carry their country's identity with them when they're traveling. And that became, you know, my life every day for the most part. Like, just being a bit more aware of that. And it got me thinking about some things that I think I explored a bit in the lyrics. Yeah.
It's like the opposite of the Sting song, actually, right? It's not an Englishman in New York. It's New York in England.
That's exactly.
So what's tonight's show going to be like? Are you going to perform with the full band, or what's the idea?
It's going to be me and a guitar player, mm-hmm. a guy named George. And he's an incredible guitar player. And basically, you know, the record, it's sequenced, and I really wrote it as two continuous mixes.
Okay.
So, like, the two tracks you played, the title track, The Names, and Sister of Pearl, they flow together seamlessly on the record, like a DJ mix.
Yes.
Because I, you know, I DJ, and I love DJing. And for the live show, it'll be pretty much continuous music, very electronically. There'll be a lot of stuff that's not on the record that's just kind of like transitions. I always like the period in between two songs and what a band or performer can do with it. You can just stop, you can say thank you, tune, start your next song, or you can do something. Yeah, or you can do like a 5-minute transition from point A to point B. And for me, I like those kind of transitions and things like that. And so the live show will be a bit like that. It'll be a bit like a DJ set. And at the same time, it will just kind of drop into a pop song, like Sister of Pearl.
Best of two worlds, kind of.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And are you? Do you have plans to perform that record with the band, or is that going to be the live set, the live setup for the LP?
I think for most of touring, that'll be the live setup for the LP. But I do, I have fun thinking about different ways to present the track. So I've done a couple times where I sang over a string quartet, which I wrote string arrangements for. I think I'm going to be playing on American TV in a couple weeks. I'm going to have some, I know, and I'm going to play with some friends. We'll have a friend play drums and piano and bass. So that'll be the most like a rock band it presents. And then I like playing it just like a folk singer sometimes. I've done Sister Pearl, just acoustic guitar and voice. You can do so much. There are so many ways to present a song, and that's kind of exciting for me.
Yeah, and I think especially with the means that you have nowadays as a DJ, it's even more easy because you can basically get dub plates with the instruments, know, with various instruments, and then you can basically arrange your song live on stage with time code records and stuff.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, sorry. You can keep it.
Yeah.
It's a gift. That's my gift for you, Chris. Just take that idea with you. And I am having a gift for the people out there as well. Und zwar habe ich Tickets für die Chris Bayo Show heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Er wird dort auftreten als singender DJ, singing DJ basically, mit einem zusätzlichen Gitarristen. Das hört sich sehr, sehr interessant an. Es wird auch Übergänge geben zwischen den Songs. Also wirklich eine perfekte Mischung aus dem DJ-Tum und einer ganz normalen Bandshow. Wer sich das angucken möchte heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain, der ruft jetzt ganz schnell an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der wird auf der Gästeliste geschrieben von meinem Kollegen Raul. Vielen Dank, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
For visiting us. Wish you the best of luck for the next weeks for the release date of the album.
September 18th.
September 18th. I already mentioned that, but thank you for mentioning it again. And as soon as you've done new stuff, as soon as you've recorded new stuff with Vampire Weekend, maybe you visit us again.
We'll talk a bit more.
Thank you, Chris.
Love that.
Bye-bye.